In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The time has come for the feast. And the Holy Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, about this great feast, the feast of the Pentecost, the feast of the completion of the 50 days. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 16, beginning at verse 9, you shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. The Bible tells us also that on this feast you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are among you, at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of the Tabernacles. And then after he talks about the Feast of the Tabernacles, he gives a very important verse where he says, but you shall rejoice. But you shall rejoice. بالعربي أقوى جدا يقول ولا تكن إلا فرحا ولا تكن إلا فرحا but you shall rejoice. I think we are making God very sad when we don't enter his courts with gladness. When we don't rejoice, it's a commandment that we should rejoice in the day of the feast. This book of Deuteronomy, it's a book that loved by all the Jews up to now, and they remember it by heart. As a matter of fact, the word Deuteronomy means the law for the second time. Let us retell the story for the second time, as if Moses, before he went to heaven on Mount Nebo and the Lord buried him, he was telling the Israelites, let us retell the story again, Deuteronomy, Deuteronomos, the law for the second time. Let's remember what God has done for us. And today the Lord has completed his gifts. He rose on the third day. Notice in the scriptures, it tells us that after 3 days from the Passover, you put your sickle into the grain and you get the first fruit. So after 3 days, you get the first fruit. And then you count 7 weeks, which is the completion of the 50 days. Then you celebrate the feast of the Pentecost of the 70 weeks. So what happened after 3 days from the Passover? Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he declared to us that he was the first fruit. So he was trying to take us back to the book of Deuteronomy. I am the first fruit that when you put your sickle into the mingle after 3 days, you will remember that after I was crucified for you, I will rise again and I will be the first fruit because I am one of your brethren. ويكون بكر بين إخوة كثيرين. And after 50 days, after 7 weeks, you will be rejoicing for the completion of salvation. It's an old commandment when Saint Paul told us, rejoice always, and I say to you, rejoice. He was not telling us a new commandment. It is from the book of Deuteronomy, but you shall rejoice. Believe me, I know that in every pew there is a broken heart. But God wants you to rejoice even in the midst of bad circumstances. Remember, during the 7 weeks of the Holy Resurrection, He's been taking us into a journey. And the week before the last, He told us that I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And He told His disciples, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe in God the Father, believe also in me as God the Son. And then He told His disciples that the disciples have been very confused because He's been speaking to them in a figurative language. And this happened exactly after He washed their feet. And then He told them, the time will come when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you about the Father plainly. When this time has come, this is the period between the resurrection and the ascension, the 40 days that He had been appearing to them and telling them about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And then after He told them, they told him, now we know that you know everything and there is no need for any of us to ask you anything. What did He tell them? He told them that you need to rejoice. You need to know that I am going to the Father. And if I don't go to the Father, I will not send you, I will not send you the Holy Spirit. You know, and also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, which is known as the chapter of blessings and cursing. If you read this chapter, the Lord began saying, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And then for 22 verses He will bless, He will cite all the blessings. And then He, in verse 47, He will cite all the curses if we don't obey the commandments of God. But listen why He will put a curse if we don't listen. He said, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Are you rejoicing today? I want to invite you to rejoice with me. No matter what are the circumstances, just forget about them while we're here in the presence of the Lord. Rejoice. Have a gladness of heart. He said, for the abundance of everything. Hasn't He blessed you abundantly? Hasn't been He taking care of you up to this moment? You've been given health and breath of life so you can come to the Holy Church and take the greatest gift of all, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. These curses will come upon you not because you disobeyed. The curses will come upon you because you did not serve the Lord your God with gladness, with joy, for the abundance of everything. The Bible tells us that the Lord has given us everything richly to enjoy. أعطانا كل شيء بغنى للتمتع. I want you to rejoice with your wife. I want you to rejoice with your kids. I want you to rejoice with your church. I want you to rejoice with your work. I want you to rejoice with troubles. Do not let your heart be troubled. Hold unto the Lord and hold unto eternal life. You know, one of the mysteries of joy is the life of gratitude. The life of gratitude. God doesn't want us but to be happy and rejoicing. We have a commandment in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God. If you follow this triune, you will have a very, very glad life. If you pray without ceasing, you will be able to give thanks. When you pray without ceasing and give thanks, you will rejoice. So he gave us the commandment in a triune verses. He said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And then he tells us, do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. The Holy Spirit that was given to the church today will abide for us and in us forever. The Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father. And we had a problem since 1054 with our brethren, the Catholics, when they added the word, the filioque, when they added, and the Son. The Father told us today in the Holy Scriptures that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. As if you have a fire, and from the fire proceeds heat, and heat and light, right? If we say that the heat proceeds from the fire, we say it's correct, right? But if we say that the light proceeds from the heat, are we correct? Because it has to proceed from what? From the fire. So the Holy Spirit has to proceed only from the Father. The Son has to be begotten only from the Father. Otherwise, we will have three gods. Otherwise, the whole Trinity will be messed up. So therefore, we have to have a source, God the Father. We have to have the only begotten Son who proceeds from the Father. And we have to have the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father. And the procession and the sending, there are differences. Al-imbisaq wal-irsal mukhtalifin. When Jesus Christ said, I will send him to you, he is not referring to the procession. He was referring to what? Sending in time. But procession, it's before time. Like exactly that Jesus was born from the Father from all ages. But when he came and took flesh, this was on time in our time and space that we live in. Therefore, we are required today not to quench the Spirit. We are required to rejoice. We're required to give thanks. And we're required to pray without ceasing. And to God be the glory forever. Amen.